been about a week since the state announced a new $25 million grant program to help small businesses deal with their economic crisis. More than 1,000 companies have applied so far. Many businesses were on the cusp of closing their doors due to reduced sales and new COVID-related expenses. Governor David Ige announced the launch of the new Hawaii Business Pivot Program in partnership with the Chamber of Commerce Hawaii. Sharon Minor McNamara is the chamber president. She spoke with the Conversations producer Harrison Patino about the response so far.
Since we launched a Hawaii Business Pivot Grant Program last week, we already received up to 1,138 grant applications. So you can imagine the need for this resource. And while the deadline to apply is November 23rd, it is really until we run out of money. So we encourage businesses to apply as soon as possible.
Now, I think when most people think of small businesses, the first thing that comes to mind is just restaurants. But do you have a sense of who and what sort of businesses are seeking out these loans?
Oh, it varies from the restaurants to retail to service industries to those who offer consulting services. It really does vary. Again, it shows the impact COVID-19 on a broad range, impacting different industries of all sizes.
Now, what's the scope of what these grants are designed to cover cost-wise?
The grant provides reimbursements up to $10,000, and it is for reimbursements that are not related to payroll or rent, because we believe that other grants have covered that. So this grant is more about supporting a business who has to pivot during COVID. So whether it's to cover e-commerce or equipment or other types of services that businesses had to change their way of doing business in order to reflect the current environment and the path forward.
Now, could you break that down a little bit? Because specifically, these are pivot loans. So what is this idea of having to pivot as a business over these last several months?
Let's say, for example, web development, design, social media, and e-commerce. As you know, when we had the shelter-in-place orders, many had to operate from home, and many had to stay at home. So in order to continue the commerce, they had to pivot to online. Also, consulting services, consulting with companies that can provide them support as well as advice on how to recreate or redesign or reimagine their business, as well as equipment and supplies. And it also covers physical distancing measures, but only expenses incurred after October 1st. And that's because, again, we believe some other grants that are available have already covered that, such as PPP loans and county grants.
Now, speaking more generally, and I know it's harder to speak broadly about the entire scope of small business in Hawaii, but what's your sense of how small business in the state is currently faring?
You know, we've done numerous surveys already, and a couple of them partnered with UHERO, and the numbers are very telling. 75% of businesses across the state were forced to make some type of reductions. About 40% said they couldn't reopen until tourism restarted, which was recently. And about 40% of businesses, they cannot survive COVID much longer unless there's additional resources. So you can imagine, while this pivot grant helps them, this is not the only resource that we need to continue to push for. We need to continue to push for more support as we move forward in, on the path to economic recovery.
Now, there's a pretty significant voice within the small business owners of the state saying that the current state and local administrations aren't doing enough to safeguard small businesses. Do you think the rollout of this loan program and other loan programs like it are evidence to the contrary of that?
Yeah, you know, initially, I believe, no one had a playbook for COVID, whether private sector or public sector. So it happened in such a short time frame, pretty much overnight. Everyone was faced with insurmountable and monumental impact that how to address it. So, you know, it was a slow start. However, that's why it's even more critical to have collaborative efforts, public-private partnerships, and this Hawaii Business Pivot Grant is a resource that resulted in a public-private partnership, along with the Hawaii Restaurant Card Program. So as we move forward as a state and to continue with this economic recovery, as well as revitalizing our economy, it will take this kind of effort.
Now, the focus on these loans specifically is pivoting models and practices to adjust to COVID-19 regulations, but there's been a lot of talk about how businesses are hurting specifically due to reduced operating capacity. Now, in your opinion, is it realistic to think that a significant number of at-risk small businesses can survive on simply pivoting their business models alone?
You know, it's not the only solution, and that's why it's going to be critical that we continue to find ways to help our small businesses survive during this most challenging, indescribable time for our local business community. And that means coming up with different and creative programs, supporting local, and continuing to find different financial resources. And we know the CARES money is going to run out soon, so we urge Congress to pass some kind of financial support for businesses so that they can continue to keep the doors open, continue to provide jobs. Because if not, we cannot afford to go backwards, and let alone another shutdown. And so that's how we have to do everything in our power to find different resources in different ways. This is an opportunity as we move forward as a state to address the issues that were ongoing pre-COVID, and that has been the cost of doing business here in Hawaii. It's always been high and one of the highest in the nation. And so what can we do to systematically change and address the current environment? And that can be done through policies. And we hope that we can start these discussions in finding ways to address cost of doing business, as well as cost of living, and opportunities that can help with expanding our economic base. Tourism will always be here, and on the immediate term, we need to continue to invest in it, support in it, and find ways to continue to bring back visitors in a safe way. At the same time, we need to step up our efforts in having constructive discussions as to what industries here in Hawaii that we need to amp up our investments and resources so that we can expand the economic base, have higher paying jobs, and start getting our unemployed back to jobs.
Now, as we're in the second week of that soft tourism reopening, are you getting a tangible sense from local businesses that they're seeing a boost in commerce because of that reopening?
Yes, we've heard some businesses already that there's been an uptick. The Hawaii Restaurant Card program launched around the same time. So with the Hawaii Restaurant Card program and visitors returning, we definitely have heard from businesses that they're seeing an increase in commerce and activities. So, you know, that's encouraging. But we have to make sure at the same time that we all have and take our personal responsibility in doing our part so that we can continue to keep the case count down because, again, our local business community cannot afford another shutdown, and we need to do our part in ensuring that we can save our businesses, save our jobs, and save our local families by doing our part.
That was Sherry Minor McNamara, President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce Hawaii. She was talking with the Conversations producer, Harrison Patino, about a $25 million rollout of grants to help small businesses adjust to COVID-19 marketplace changes.